WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new TV season officially begins today, a few weeks later than usual because of the Olympics. TV critic David Bianculli says the delay wasn't a very good thing, and most of the new shows this season aren't that good either.
There's an annoying media word called buzz, which basically talks about what everybody is talking about. On TV a year ago, ABC's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire had buzz. This summer, the CBS series Survivor definitely had buzz. But the Olympics didn't start or end with buzz. And the new fall TV season, which begins tonight, is almost buzzless. This year, it's for two reasons. One reason is the late start. Just like the Olympics messed things up by starting after Labor Day, when people were preoccupied with school and kids and pro baseball and football, TV isn't doing itself any favors by starting in October. The idea of launching a fall season is to get people thinking about TV again, to welcome back their favorite old shows, to sample a few new ones, and maybe to add some of those to their weekly viewing lists. This works when there's momentum, when the networks roll out their fall schedules at about the same time, and when there's about a month for viewers to check out the new stuff before getting distracted. But this year, WB and UPN dribbled out a few shows early, and some of the new and returning shows this season won't appear until November, or even later. By waiting until October to start, the rest of the networks are launching their new shows at a time when the distractions are already here. We have four political debates in primetime this month, and lots of baseball playoff games in the World Series. Besides, except for Survivor and the horrible Big Brother, the networks basically have been force-feeding viewers repeats for 5 months now. With such a delayed start, the new shows have to be really good to get people back to their TV sets. And guess what? Most of the new shows aren't that good. Most years, there's at least one new show I can point to as an absolute gem. Last year, there were two, Once and Again and The West Wing, and both of those shows are back this fall. But this year, nothing's quite up to that level. There are a few new shows worth sampling because they're different and ambitious. So the best I can do is list them here and have you decide for yourself. One of the best new shows, That's Life, actually was sneak previewed by CBS last night. It stars Heather Page Kent as a 30-something woman who decides to change her life by going back to college. Ed, which starts Sunday on NBC, is a show starring Tom Cavanaugh as a 30-something man who decides to change his life by returning to his hometown. And perhaps the most original show of all arrives tomorrow night on Fox. It comes from James Cameron, the director of Titanic and The Terminator, who is presenting his first series for television. It's a science fiction drama called Dark Angel, and it's visually stunning. Then again, so is its young star, Jessica Alba. The basic plot of Dark Angel is that the world, 20 years from now, is pretty messed up. Many computerized infrastructures have stopped working, the police and politicians are equally corrupt, and the government has even engaged in genetic engineering, adapting and training kids to be superhuman, super-intelligent warriors. In the prologue that opens this $10 million telemovie pilot, dozens of those kids plot an escape, and one of the few who makes it out is Alba's character of Max. She immediately goes underground, but 10 years later, events conspire to get her involved as a sort of secret Avenger. In this scene, she's pretending to be a mercenary and meets in a seedy motel with the hitman thug of a powerful crime boss. And even though he's holding the gun, she's holding all the cards and flashing all the attitude.
Actually, I don't know. I think you're pretty cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're smart. You're hot. You stand on your own 2 feet. You got a wicked sense of humor. Gee, zing the boss there a couple of times. That's all I could do.
So what do you think? Maybe after I betray the woman who trusts me and you grease her and her daughter, we could, go on a date?
Yeah. You got a bad attitude.
I like to keep it professional is all.
So call her. Get her over here.
Actually, that's not going to be necessary.
What?
That's not why we're here.
What the hell are you talking about? You call her.
Geez, you are so stupid. The word special comes to mind. So did Marisa recruit you off the short bus?
Call the skank now!
You haven't figured this out yet, have you? You walk in here thinking you're going to cap her, then cap me and take the money back to your boss with your tail wagon. But it's really the other way around. You think I'm the whack? The fact is, you're the whack.
Dark Angel has the makings of a hit, especially if teen viewers find the show and like what they see. Most other series this year take very good performers and stick them in shows without very good scripts. Andre Brower from Homicide: Life on the Street fares the best in Gideon's Crossing. But Craig T. Nelson, Bette Midler, and Gina Davis, in their new shows, have to generate laughs or interest purely on the strength of their own personalities. And they don't succeed often. I don't want to start things off with the wrong attitude, but even though the season is starting late, it already looks to be a fairly long year.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.